You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Stomper! Stomper! fudge! Yes, fudge! Yes, fudge! Yes, fudge! Yes, fudge! I'm a puddle stomper now. I'm a puddle stomper. Fudge! Yes. A puddle stomper.
Good afternoon. 12:07 p.m. You're tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM KXRY Portland, this Sunday news magazine, which it really is, we promise, despite what you may have heard, reports the hardest-hitting news every week at this time, and we have hard hitters, none other than Dick Dickenbach hosts this show. Or he will, when he gets in. Brunch has faded into lunch. I'm Gary, keeping the anchor chair warm for him, when he shows up. Today is January 11th, which is the 11th day of the year, which means 354 days remain in 2025. We began the show with a report by a very young Connor Oberst, entitled Puddle Stomper, from his release Here's to Special Treatment. The music over which I'm speaking is Puddles by Robert Ferrugia from Warn. I began this show by telling you we pull no punches when we hit the news beat, and I'm here to tell you this week's incredibly topical news story is that January 11th is... step in a puddle and splash your friend's day. You know, I thought we might talk a little bit about fascism today, about Venezuela or the American Gestapo murdering citizens and then telling us what we saw with our own eyes wasn't true, but no, it's step in a puddle and splash your friend's day. Okay, you know, this is why you went to journalism school. Be professional, that's right. Reports nationaltoday.com. If you're a rain lover, child or a child at heart, you definitely should not miss a chance to have fun outside on January 11th, which is Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day. Jump in the puddle and wet some friends. The holiday is mostly enjoyed by kids who love playing with water and causing a splash, so wear your boots and raincoats and go make one. Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day is especially for the rainy season. We go out into the street and splash ourselves and have fun. The origin of the holiday cannot be traced, although it had been mentioned on a Usenet forum in 1998. That's where most holidays begin. The holiday came to prominence when it was included in a published children's book, making it a day to mark for moms and children. As an aside, this reporter will tell you that Dick Dickenbach didn't feel like he'd made it as a newsman until he appeared on Sesame Street, so there's that. Continuing. The holiday, since it came into the limelight in 2014, has been reported by many media platforms, including Bustle and Elite Daily, and has gained recognition in many homes. It remains one of our favorite holidays in the rainy season. It's assumed that the holiday was created in a place that experiences rain in January. In America, all puddles are normally iced within this period. If you live in such areas, you can celebrate that holiday when the puddles melt. National Step in a Puddle Day and Splash Your Friends Day has helped us to enhance our social skills because it's not a holiday to celebrate solo. You have to enjoy it with others, and this strengthens relationships. Citation needed. Since it involves water play, which aids children's development, the holiday is good for your child's mental growth. Water play enhances motor skills and coordination in children. While dodging or a splash or splashing a friend, children develop good concentration and focus, which are the qualities of a sharp mind. Not a sharp mind, not a child. Water play is a great means of relaxation and recreation. It helps you form stronger ties with your children. We can maybe choose a phrase other than water play, though. That sounds sort of weird, huh? So it's not icy in Portland, but let's check the weather to see how the puddle situation might be today. Today's forecast to be cloudy with a high of 51 degrees Fahrenheit, winds light and variable, 4% chance of rain in the morning, that happened just now. So you might need to make your own puddles today. The telephone number appears 503-233-X-RAY, that spells 9729. The text line is 971-220-5979, that spells KXRY. So our musical reports today seem to be puddle-oriented. Maybe if we get lucky, we'll see some ice agents fall into a puddle, maybe splash into a puddle, maybe not ever get up out of Well, anyway, we'll just talk about puddles today, okay? Here on the Dickenbach Report. On X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland. X-Ray.FM.
Stepped out the door. Oh, the rain was a beating on my helmet top, and I stepped in a mud puddle for a good start. Mud puddle in my alligator shoes, mud puddle just to wade along through. There ain't nothing worse than a plain mud hole. Yeah, but it's home to a little tadpole. Girlfriend's house. I said, knock, knock, Lindy, will you come on out? When we got to the palais, all the gang said hi. All except old Charlie, he's a bad kind of guy. There was a mud puddle, he thought he was the boss. Mud puddle, Charlie rode her right across. He spun his wheel in the watery mud. In front of my gal, he was showing off good. Charlie, gonna cut you down to size. Come on around the back, I'm gonna black your eyes. When they heard what I said, they all came around. And I grabbed hold of Charlie and we rolled on the ground. There was a mud puddle of almighty water. A mud puddle, you ought to heard him holler. There ain't nothing worse than a plain mud hole. Yeah, but it's home to a little tadpole. It's home to a little tadpole.
Guess what I saw in a puddle one day? Flittery, fluttery, splashing away. All in a puddle there on the path. Five little blackbirds taking a bath. Guess what I saw in a puddle one day, starry and glary and grinning away. A wiggly face so funny to see. What do you think it looked like me? Guess what I saw in a puddle one day? Flittery, fluttery, splashing away. All in a puddle there on the path. Five little blackbirds taking a bath. Guess what I saw in a puddle one day? Starry and glary and grinning away. A wiggly face so funny to see. What do you think it looked like me?
I am walking through a mud puddle. Rain was here today, more rain is on its way, but not enough to wash this puddle away. Tadpole living in a mud puddle.
Mud puddle.
Splash,
crashing through its home, and it don't live alone. All its brothers and sisters will be froggies when they're grown. Water bugs scooting across a mud puddle.
Mud puddle, mud puddle.
I just made a wave, he surfed into the shade. I hope that he is happy and I hope that he is safe. Birds are taking baths in a mud puddle.
Mud puddle, mud puddle.
They dry up and fly when I come splashing by. Mud on their wings, but they still fly so high.
Go!
Hiding in a mud puddle.
Mud puddle, mud puddle.
My boots stomp and shake, make a muddy earthquake. I see them all scramble, have I made a mistake? Next time I walk through a mud puddle.
Mud puddle, mud puddle.
I'll tiptoe around where those critters can be found. Let them all live in the muddy, muddy ground. Let them all live in the muddy, muddy ground. Let them all live in the muddy, muddy ground.
As a little boy, I refused to go inside when it rained, but stayed out back, staring hypnotized into the little seas that coursed along the ground. Puddles so shallow, yet so deep, that held the whole world reflected. Silver sheets shattered by raindrops. My mother grew angry and said for all she cared, I could stay out back forever and live on mud pies. So I did. Mud pies and rain were all I ate, all I drank. Till one day, in my rain hypnosis, I found I could gaze both up and down at once, be both the boy and his reflection, hold sky and vaulted tree trunks in my depths, and with a silver swishing of tadpoles in my belly, go sliding among the roots. My mother says I drowned, but I have been a happy boy since the rain carried me away.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Come and puddles go, and when they get too big they overflow, and the drain's too full to cope. Oh, it's been a long day, it's only just begun. Oh, it's been a long day, you're waiting for someone to come along and lend a hand, you're waiting for your own. Puddles are there to make you wet. Step into the wrong one and you're up to your neck, with vultures circling overhead. Oh, it's been a long day, it's only just begun. Oh, it's been a long day, you're waiting for someone to come along and lend a hand, you're waiting for the wrong. Thank you. trouble skirt. And when they get too big, they overflow into brains too full to cope. Oh, it's been a long day, it's only just begun. Oh, it's been a long day, you're waiting for someone to come along and lend a hand. You're waiting for your own.
Breaking news. It's nearly 12:30 in the afternoon on January 11th, which is Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day, which is what we're reporting on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXOY Portland. My name is Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who is stuck in a puddle. Where? Is anyone going to help him? These are the musical reports about puddles you just heard. That was Miniature Pygmies, Puddles from Puddles and Other Bad Ideas. Before that, The Dirty Projectors, Ponds and Puddles from The Getty Address. We heard Edgar Oliver and the Octave Doctors, The Puddle Boy from Desire in the Sea. Casper Baby Pants told us about a mud puddle from Rise and Shine. We heard Tom Glazer and Gerald G. Jaffe with puddles from Happy Rhythms and Rhymes. And we began with Roger Whittaker, Mud Puddle from Settle Down with Roger Whittaker. Under my voice, Mum, the Icelandic band, Once a Shiny Morning Puddle from Nightly Cares. This reporter realizes that we didn't define our terms, so here's a quick reminder, according to the Wikipedia, a puddle is a small accumulation of liquid, usually water, on a surface. It can form either by pooling in a depression on the surface or by surface tension upon a flat surface. Puddles are often characterized by murky water or mud due to the disturbance and dissolving of surrounding sediment, primarily due to precipitation. Generally, a puddle is shallow enough to walk through and too small to traverse with a boat or raft. Small wildlife may be attracted to puddles. Puddles in natural landscapes and habitats, when not resulting from precipitation, can indicate the presence of a seep or spring. Small seasonal riparian plants, grasses, and wildflowers can germinate with the ephemeral head start of moisture provided by a puddle. Small wildlife, such as birds and insects can use puddles as a source of essential moisture or for bathing. Raised constructed puddles, bird baths, are a part of domestic and wildlife gardens as a garden ornament and microhabitat restoration. Swallows use the damp loam which gathers in puddles as a form of cement to help build their nests. Many butterfly species and some other insects, but particularly male butterflies, need puddles for nutrients they can contain, such as salts and amino acids. In a behavior known as puddling, they seek out the damp mud that can be found around the edge of the puddles. For some smaller forms of life, such as tadpoles or mosquito larvae, a puddle can form an entire habitat. Puddles that do not evaporate quickly can become standing water, which can become polluted by decaying organisms and are often home to breeding mosquitoes, which can act as vectors for diseases such as malaria and, of more recent concern in certain areas of the world, West Nile virus. Puddles on roads commonly form during rain and can cause problems for transport. Due to the angle of the road, puddles tend to be formed by gravity to gather on the edges of the road. This can cause splashing as cars drive through the puddles, which causes water to be sprayed upon pedestrians on the pavement. Irresponsible drivers may do this deliberately, which in some countries can lead to prosecution for careless driving. In other cases, it might be seen as hilarious. Puddles commonly form in potholes in a dirt road or in any other space with a shallow depression and dirt. In such cases, they're sometimes referred to as mud puddles because mud tends to form on the bottoms, resulting in dirty wheels or boots when disturbed. In order to deal with puddles, roads and pavements are often built with a camber, technically called crowning, being slightly convex in nature to force puddles to drain into the gutter, which has storm drain gates to allow the water to drain into the sewers. In addition, some surfaces are made to be porous, allowing the water to drain through the surface to the aquifer below. In Old English, there was a word pud, which meant ditch. Puddle was a diminutive of that word. That's how we got the word puddle. It's related to the German pudeln, to splash in water, which is also where we got the word poodle. Pudelhund meant water dog. So putting a poodle in a puddle is etymologically confusing. Probably. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 503-233-9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. I mean, you can say a lot of things about this show, but it's mildly informative. I mean, we're no Richard Attenborough or whatever, but anyway, there's some more musical reports about puddles here on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXY Portland, X-Ray.FM. Does anybody know what part of Dick Dickenbach is stuck in the puddle? I'm curious about that.
Is that really what you want? Is that dripping down from your gloves onto the ground. You're melting into the puddles, sinking into the night, and the lights around the houses. There's no one left to see. They don't know that it's dark outside. Everyone to see. We'll be right back.
support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Sometimes I hope you don't grow dry your eyes and sit beside me. Time, where does it go? The years, they pass like puddles in the sun. Darling, dry your weeping eyes for me. I'd like to tell you what I've seen. You know the time she moves along. Like puddles in the sun. Darling, dry your weeping eyes. We'll sing a summer song. There've been so many that I've known. Dry your eyes and sit beside me. We'll sing ever so loud. I'll sing about an eagle, you sing about a dove. Darling, dry your weeping eyes for me. I'd like to tell you what I see. You know the time she moves along. Years, they pass like puddles in the sun. Darling, dry your weeping eyes for me. I'd like to tell you what I've seen. You know the time she moves along. Years, they pass like puddles in the sun. Thank you.
This just in, at about 10 minutes till the 1 o'clock hour, we're nearing the end of this week's episode of the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. Today is Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day. So, of course, we've been listening to music reports about puddles. Why not splashing? I know it's too late to ask that question. I'm just curious. Here are the music reports you just heard. That was Merce Lemon, Puddles from Moonth. We heard Zenith, Don't Jump in That Puddle from Thursday. Jay Bolitin gave us Puddles in the Sun from No One Seems to Notice That It's Raining, previously unreleased recordings, 1970 and 1975. We heard Very Truly Yours, Puddles from Things Used to Say. Ray Rumors gave us Puddles and Rain from Les Ponts Suspendus. And we heard Nadelle and Tom, Puddle at Your Toes from Summerland. Under My Voice, it's Grenadine, Puddle from Napolitos. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Dick Dickenbach regrets he couldn't be here today, but he's on assignment at his mother-in-law's house. His wife made him go this week. He's not happy about it. He'll weasel out of the obligation and be here next week for sure, because we're on next week and every week at noon. You can listen to previous reports at xray.fm. You can keep up with the reports we play until one at the playlist on that website. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and crew of the report, I'm Gary, letting you know that despite a language other than English, the next musical report you will hear by Ladysmith Black Mambazo is called Kabhayai, which means puddles. We're not trying to deceive you. We're not trying to tell you that the things that you can hear and see with your own eyes are not true, because we are not fascists. Please be safe out there, and have a wonderful day.
Bozani sodlalu kabaye ye Bozani sodlalu kabaye ye kabaye ye kabaye ye Bozani sodlalu kabaye ye Bozani sodlalu kabaye ye Bozani sodlalu kabaye
Splash, there is splash, everywhere is splish, splash, dance, dance, dance. fun. We've got our little tent and we're all going to camp outdoors.
Camping with our friends out in the forest. Let's all play outside. Looking out for birds and creepy crawlies. Shh, be quiet and hide. With a butterfly here and a buttercup there. Hide and seek, peek-a-boo. There's so much to see and do. Camping with our friends out in the forest. Let's all play outside.
What's it like out there, Daddy Pig? Is there any mud?
A little bit of mud, yes.
Oh, my goodness!
Wow! So much mud!
Yes, well, it does say it can get a tiny bit muddy here sometimes.
A tiny bit muddy? I've never seen so much mud in all my life.
It's brilliant! Join in, everyone!